Today we're talking about the United Nations General Assembly. This is the biggest group within the UN and includes all 193 member countries. Right now, the UN General Assembly is holding its annual meeting in New York, and it's discussing some major global issues, things like Syria's civil war and Iran's controversial nuclear program. Yesterday, President Obama talked about both of those during his speech to the Assembly. He also talked about the recent violence and protests in parts of the Arab world. A lot of the anger started because of an anti-Islam film made in America. Some of the protesters wanted the U.S. government to block it, but that would have been against U.S. law.
I know that not all countries in this body share this particular understanding of the protection of free speech. We recognize that. But in 2012, at a time when anyone with a cell phone can spread offensive views around the world with a click of a button, the notion that we can control the flow of information is obsolete. And the question then is, how do we respond? And on this, we must agree. There is no speech that justifies mindless violence.
What's the word? It's the price you pay for instruction at a college or university. Tuition, that's the word.
A lot of American families haven't thought through all of the tuition costs associated with college. This year's presidential candidates have both talked about ways to make college more affordable. Christine Romans captures their ideas.
When Jackie Giovanello graduated from Brown University this year, she put off going straight to medical school. Instead, she took a research job at Sloan Kettering Hospital.
It is nice to have a paying job where I can pay back part of my student loans before going to med school and possibly adding on a lot more.
And she had plenty of them, $100,000 worth. Why? Her family is middle class. Her mother works in a school. Her dad owns a bar. She says they're considered too wealthy to qualify for many grants, but she says not wealthy enough to have saved the money for the more than $50,000 a year to attend Brown.
Where you're in the middle class, you are a normal suburban family, but you just don't make it an outrageous amount of money, so you can't pay for these outrageous prices for tuition, you know?
She's not alone. Student loan debt hit $1 trillion last year. Even tuition for public four-year colleges rose 68% over the last decade. Enter the presidential campaign with college affordability a key issue for younger voters.
And I want to make college more affordable for every young person who has the initiative and drive to go and make sure they're not burdened by thousands of dollars worth of debt.
President Obama has expanded Pell Grants and cut out the banks as middlemen for loans, allowing students to borrow directly from the government. Now Obama proposes to slow tuition growth by increasing state grants. Yet, he'd need Congress to help fund that.
I'm not going to go out and promise all sorts of free stuff that I know you're going to end up paying for. What I want to do is give you a great job so you'll be able to pay it back yourself.
Mitt Romney's plan to help students? Remove burdensome regulations and get the government out of the student loan business. Romney says the flood of federal dollars just drives up tuition. Molly Corbett Broad of the American Council on Education says the recession's heavy toll on state budgets is also a factor.
When the state reduces its support, the only other place to turn for most colleges in the public sector is to increase tuition.
Either way, students like Jackie feel left out in the cold.
A lot of people who don't have students in college or don't have kids my age just think like, oh, you're either wealthy enough to go to college or you get financial aid from the government, and it's that simple. But it's not that simple.
A lot of you American football fans have been following what's been going on between the NFL and the replacement referees. And you might agree that what happened on Monday night in the game between the Seahawks and the Packers could be a game changer. It's one of the things we're talking about on our Facebook site. If you're on Facebook, come check us out at facebook.com/CNN Student News and tell us what you think.